Minnesota News Network, I'm Brent Pome. President Trump is attacking Alex Pretty following the release of a video that appears to show the ICU nurse clashing with federal agents 11 days before his shooting death. In a post on Truth Social, Trump referred to Pretty as an agitator and perhaps an insurrectionist, adding that, quote, Pretty's stock has gone way down since the video surfaced. First Avenue in downtown Minneapolis will be packed today for a concert of solidarity and resistance to defend Minnesota. Tom Morello of Rage Against the Machine and Rise Against are headlining the anti-ICE show. All the proceeds go to the families of Renee Good and Alex Pretty. The field of a dozen Republican candidates for governor will be narrowed down at Tuesday's precinct caucuses. Carleton College political analyst Stephen Scheer says we will learn from the Minnesota GOP straw poll
which candidates are serious contenders and which ones aren't. There'll be quite a distribution of support across all those candidates, and there'll be maybe two, three, or four of them who are serious contenders for the endorsement and for the nomination, and the fight will be between them.
Scheer says if you do badly in the straw poll, you're basically done as a candidate in such a crowded GOP field. Authorities in Otter Tail County are investigating a deadly fire near Wadena. Five fire departments were called to the blaze last night in rural Compton Township. Deputies say a 73-year-old man was found unresponsive in the residence and life-saving measures were performed, but he died in the hospital. The family's dog also died in the fire, and the home is considered a total loss. And Derek Falvey is out as Minnesota Twins president of baseball and business operations. The Twins say the club and Falvey have mutually agreed to part ways. Falvey had been with the Twins organization since 2016. Nine colleges across Minnesota are getting funding to combat food insecurity on campus. The Office of Higher Education's Keith Hovis says the funding can be used for a wide variety of things.
Establishing a food pantry on campus or partnering with a local food bank to bring food to campus to distribute to students. Information kind of campaigns, like making sure that you're connecting with students around what benefits are available, like SNAP or the Minnesota Family Investment Program. You can hold events or provide emergency assistance.
Hovis says each college could receive up to $50,000 in funding. And the University of Minnesota men's hockey team looks to snap a seven-game losing streak tonight when Wisconsin visits Mariucci Arena. The Gophers are coming off a two-game sweep at number 2 Michigan State. The ninth-ranked Badgers were swept by number 5 Penn State last weekend. Wisconsin and Minnesota will wrap up the Big Ten series tomorrow in Dinkytown. This is MNN.